Well, good morning. It's good to welcome you here to this our remembrance service. It's fine if you've got your tea, your toast, your coffee. And please join us for refreshments after the service as well. Jill will be leading our remembrance service this morning. There'll be readings, songs, activities, and we'll have our 2 minute silence at as close as 11 o'clock as we can do. Jill.
Thank you, Paul. I'm sorry, I felt I had to hurry you all away from what looked like a very enjoyable cup of tea or croissant, but I feel I'm trying to aim the silence as near to 11 as we can, and there's things to do before, so I'm sure you appreciate it. You can go back afterwards and pick up that lovely atmosphere as well again. So it is a special day today. We all know it's the remembrance, and with being 100 years since the First World War, it's particularly poignant. And we're going to have some readings around some various different issues concerning that, different things to remember. I hope most of you managed to get a poppy potato print on here. Thank you, Scylla. Our own poppy memorial, if you like. And that's, you know, to do that in memory of somebody or reflecting somebody still now today who we want to think about. Thank you, Sil. Okay, there'll be an opportunity afterwards to do some of that if you haven't done it already. We're going to start by singing number 147, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Father God, we thank you that we can sing those words, that we can trust your faithfulness. And we pray, Lord, this morning that as we have a time of remembering and a time of hope for the future, Father, may we be open to hear from you, to accept that faithfulness, to know that you are there for each one of us in our day-to-day lives. Bless us in this time as we meet together, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do sit down. We're going to have a time now that will lead up, hopefully, around almost on 11, I can't say exactly, to the silence. In a moment or two, Andrew and Ishbel will come up and read some things to remind us about the First World War, specifically because that is the centenary, as I've already said. But we are all very, very aware that that is not the only conflict, and there are other people and other conflicts which would be in our minds too. But it seemed suitable to reflect on that particularly. I do just want to say, because she was happy for me to say, that June was going to come and do one of these readings, because we know how precious this time is to June particularly. And she felt in the end that she couldn't do it because it's an emotional time for her. But June was happy for me to explain that to you. June has very strong memories of a lot of the things. And I'm sure afterwards, over coffee, maybe she would talk to you about that if you wanted to. But in a moment, Andrew and Ishbel will come and read some things which will remind us about things, specific details from the First World War. I have to say, as I was reading it, even though I do know quite a bit about it, I was reading stuff that actually some of it was too awful to read out in this sort of a service about the trials and the difficulties and the terrible conditions that these young soldiers who went off marching, expecting glory, and what they were having to deal with was pretty horrendous. And I would say, if you know, it might be worth looking up and having a read yourself and thinking through some of these things. And the thing is as well that in that time there's such a talk of how they knew God was there for them, of how strong their faith. There was reports of, you know, one man who's had a Bible in his pocket and he was saved because the Bible stopped the bullet. And there was such a recognition of what God was doing for all of them at that time. And in the 100 years intervening, I'm not sure, you know, how our faith. I don't quite know what I'm trying to say there, but I think you may understand. There was a great recognition that God was there for each one of them at that they were going through. So we'll have those readings in a minute. Then we've got a short little 2-minute thing to watch from the British Legion. They've got a wonderful website which has put so many good things in my mind, and too many to do this morning. Again, it's worth looking. Just to remind us of the gratitude we need to have for these 100 years. And then Matthew and Edith, after that, will be coming out and leading our time around either side of the two-minute silence. So Andrew and Ishbel, if you could come out now, please, and read the readings. Thank you.
The First World War, lasting from 1914 to 1918, was known as the Great War, and more than 1 million soldiers were killed. It is possibly best known for its trench warfare. Soldiers dug the trenches. A typical trench was dug around 12 feet deep into the ground, with each soldier in the trenches being armed with a rifle, bayonet, and a hand grenade. The trenches were divided from the enemy trenches by land known as No Man's Land, and soldiers had to charge across No Man's Land to attack the enemy. This became known as going over the top. Most of the raids took place at night, when soldiers could sneak across the No Man's Land in the dark. Going over the top would be a terrifying experience. As for the soldiers, it meant leaving the safety of their trenches and attacking the enemy.
Arthur Barraclough went over the top 6 times on the Western Front, for he died at the age of 106 in 2004. The BBC recorded his story. He recalled, "I always said a prayer before going over the top. I always just used to stand still for a minute and just say this little prayer. I'll never forget it. Dear God, I'm going into grave danger. Please help me to act like a man and come back safe." And that's what I did. I went over without fear. That little prayer seemed to save my life, because I had no fear left, although there were shells and bullets and all the rest flying when we went over, and I was never frightened of being hit. 6 times I went up, and 6 times I said that little prayer, and each time I went up and came back safe, and I thank God for it every time.
The last soldiers went over the top at 4:20 a.m. on the 11th of November 1918. The armistice was signed at 5 a.m. in a railway carriage in the forest of Compiègne, France. Then, at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the guns of Europe fell silent. The Great War was over. On that morning alone, there were 10,944 casualties and 2,738 deaths on the Western Front. The following year, King George V issued a proclamation which called for a 2-minute silence. All locomotion should cease, so that in perfect stillness the thoughts of everyone may be concentrated on reverent remembrance of the glorious dead. Each year since then, at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the 2-minute silence is observed by the Royal British Legion and in Commonwealth countries, remembering the end of the First World War.
Matthew and Edith, would you like to?
Sorry, I know you want to hear through this. Matthew is going to read some familiar words, and then Edith will read something to lead us into the silence, and then we'll have the 2-minute silence. Would you like to stand, please?
When you go home, tell them of us and say, "For your tomorrow, we gave our today." They shall grow old as we that are left grow, they shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun, and in the morning we will remember them.
To
let us remember those who have died for their country and war, those we knew, and all who have given their lives for freedom, justice, and the hope of peace. As we look forward and seek the way of peace and reconciliation, let us pray this prayer, which has been specially written for remembrance services. Lord, strengthen our hearts, hands, and minds to work together for peace, to see you in one another, and to seek your kingdom above all things, that you will may be seen to be done, and your kingdom come. Through Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. And so, just to end that short time, as we think of and are grateful to those who sacrificed their lives in conflict for our freedom, we are reminded of Jesus, who paid the ultimate sacrifice of death on a cross in order for us all to have the freedom that life in him offers each one of us. Jesus didn't die for his country, but for the whole world. We remember him not by wearing a poppy, but by eating bread and drinking wine in his memory. And so let's sing together number 79. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in purer lies thy service find, in deeper reverence praise.
Rightful mind in pure. gracious calling of the Lord, let us like them without a word. Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love, interpreted by love. I still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace, the beauty of thy peace. Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, our still small voice of calm, our still small voice of calm.
Father, thank you that we can hear you in a still small voice. Thank you for those testimonies from that great war. Thank you. Amen. Do sit down. Thank you to those of you who did those readings, and thank you particularly, sorry you two, but particularly to Matthew and Edith, because a reading, when you sense it's quite a serious occasion, I think is quite a difficult thing to do, and I did appreciate that very much. Thank you. And I don't know if any of you looked at the things I put on the tables this morning. There were a few sort of facts around and about. I don't know if any of you can maybe bring any of them to mind now. Women played a huge role in World War I, and this in turn helped to change the role of women in Britain. Not to everybody's liking, I probably think. They served as nurses in field hospitals and at home in munitions factories, because the fact was when the men all came home from the war, they didn't just want to go back to being domestic ladies. They were quite happy to carry on, a lot of them, what they had discovered about life outside. Any of the others? Anybody remember anything else of these things? Art and the poetry. The First World War had a huge impact on arts and culture. Today we still enjoy the works of, and I'm sure you'll have heard of at least one of these people, Wilfred Owen, who came from Birkenhead, and I only found that out recently, and there's been a lot about him. He died just days before the end of the war, you know, and some of his poetry is very well remembered. Gustav Holst, The Planet Suite, you'll have heard of some of that, whether you know or not. Robert Graves, poet, I think. Yes. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, said a lot of what he saw at war gave him the inspiration. Edward Elgar, I think that was some of his music playing behind the video we were watching just before.
Tea bags.
Who knew? Who knew? Tea bags became generally in use through the First World War. So, and wristwatches. Fascinating what you can learn on that British Legion site. If you have access to a computer, we're at all interested, do have a look. There were two about children. Or just one about children. Just one about children. Because although, particularly to younger people here, we have been talking particularly about the loss of the soldiers, the bravery of the soldiers, the tragedy of these very young men going off to war and so many not coming back, children played an important role. Dick's just going to put us on a little animated video that says a little bit about what children did in the First World War.
The
While he's just sorting that, I just want to say a huge thank you to Margaret and Martin, who have done... I had one on here, and now it's gone. Yes, they have done a very wonderful handout. It does include the notices, but it's got some wonderful stuff in here. And I do make sure you get one of these and take it away. Lots of things to read. And to remind us, thank you. It's very lovely. So as the screen reappears, we will watch a little bit about what children did, or how what the children did helped. And maybe you younger ones might like to think, gosh, would I have done that? Would I have been able to do that, you know? The Girl Guides helping MI5. Who would have thought of it? Incredible things that I've made, you know, there a lot of things that we haven't maybe thought about have come out of the First World War, as well as obviously the remembrance of the tragedy of it all. And so we need to turn our thoughts now to peace and praying for peace. And in a moment, there's going to be an opportunity to come and just visually bring our prayers here. We're going to, there's a song which Moira and I both found on the internet, and the words are lovely, and the animation that goes with it is lovely, but the words are quite difficult to understand, and we couldn't work out how to put the words onto the animation. So I've actually copied out the words for you, and I'll just hand them around. You might like to read the words, because they are very telling, really, because praying for peace is something we can do. And so now we're going to have a few moments of prayer for peace. There will be an opportunity to come out here. Scylla will help you to stick on a candle for peace. You may write something on it if you like. If you don't want to, just come stick it on. The act of sticking it on to help us build up a feeling of peace as we pray. I did see a website, a thing on Wikipedia of where there is still conflict in the world. It's horrendous. If you just look up current conflict in the world. I was going to put it up, but actually I couldn't get it onto the thing, and maybe it was better that I didn't. Let's pray. Let's pray for peace. And in doing this act, it might help us to just focus our prayers. If you prefer to stay where you are, that's fine. If you want to pray out loud, feel free. But just a few moments of quiet prayer. Could I ask worship group just to come out? We are going to read a prayer which is being used today in Llandaff Cathedral. I think it was written especially for today. And Dick is going to put up on the screen a response which comes at the end of every section of the prayer. It's a prayer for peace. And the response is, as the person reading will say, kindle your love within us, you will then join in with that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace. So if we can maintain our prayerful attitude, and then at the end there is another stanza which will come up there too. Worship group, if I can ask you definitely to read into the microphones when it's your turn. Let's continue in our prayer. God of all, hear with us now, loving us always, sharing our hopes for peace and our fears for present and future wars in this one world we share. Hear us as we pledge ourselves in prayer and deed to be your peace, to be your peace-creating people. Kindle your love within us, that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace.
God of time and history, of present and future, as we mark a century since the war it was said would end all wars, we turn to you for guidance and support. Help us in our human frailty to be the people you would have us be. May we respond to human need through loving service, bursting through the walls of our institutions to reach out with unconditional love. Kindle your love within us,
that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace.
God of grace and mercy, prompt us daily to acts of kindness, that even through our lives we may reflect your love for all humanity. Kindle your love within us,
that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace.
God of all compassion, may we always be alert to the needs of others and be ready and willing to respond, to treat all others as we ourselves would wish to be treated. Kindle your love within us,
that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace.
God of peace, make us restless until war and conflict cease, and the long-envisaged unity among the nations is made real. May we honour the millions killed in war by being your active and committed peacemakers now, in our country, communities, and homes. Kindle your love within us,
that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace.
God of justice, together may we seek to transform unjust structures within society. Give us your passion to work for a world where all are treated equally and may live in safety. Lead us from falsehood to truth, darkness to light, and from death to immortality. Kindle your love within us,
that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace. God of rainbow hope, we thank you for our rich diversity. Together, may we be receivers and givers of the wisdom and faithfulness you gift to us. For the sake of tomorrow, we pledge our lives in your service today and always. Kindle your love within us, that we may be your light in the world and channels of your peace. Peace in our world, peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, the peace of God, lest we forget. Amen. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who has taken part, and thank you to Scylla, who has done these lovely activities for us too. We're almost at the end. We're going to sing one more song. But before we do, I want to read you a poem. Yesterday morning, we went up to see some friends in Garstang for whom we brought things back from Uganda that we needed to deliver. And this friend happened to say that she was doing a little vigil at her church, and she started to talk about a poem. And I said that it had been written by her godmother's father soon after the Second World War. And I asked for a copy of it, and to me it is summing up our recognition of the sacrifice and our recognition of Jesus' sacrifice. And I'd like to read it to you before we sing our last hymn together today. It's called A Memory. Just a cap and chevrons, all that is left of a young brave life. Just a uniform and a cross, in a quiet churchyard that he had known and loved as dearly as his own. Just a grave of cool green moss. Did he leave nothing by which we can retain a vision of this man. Just a crown of thorns, all that was left of another son whose life was given for us. Calvary, that shameful place where men did spit upon man's face. Will it ever be thus? Is this cross all by which we can retain the glory of a man? The crown, the cap, the cross, material things to which we pin our boundless faith and hope. The message they leave can never die. Love, mercy, forbearance, if we try with questing hearts to grope, their sacrifice will not be vain, and peace eternal shall remain. So, Father, as we have met together in remembrance, help us to live out our lives in sacrifice to you, so that others may see your glory shine through each one of us. Thank you for our time together this morning. Amen. I have just remembered this. We're going to close by singing, and then we'll get the chance to say the grace to each other at the very end. But we're going to close by singing a song which I find very challenging. Restore, O Lord, the honour of your name. In works of sovereign power come shake the earth again, that men may see and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom shall outlast the years. Eternal hope, eternal peace. Let's pray that we can draw others into that in our lives. Let's stand and sing this together, and I will just send these around. Father God, may we all live our lives as reflecting that kingdom which will outlast the years. Help us, Lord, to have kingdom vision, to have kingdom eyes, to share that eternal hope. And thank you that your mercy too will outlast the years. And now let's share the grace with one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you to everybody who's helped this morning. There were more than three of these. There's quite a lot of these on the tables. Do take another look if you've got a moment and chat with other people about memories or whatever, or enjoy your coffee. Stay for lunch. If you haven't got any, there will be plenty. Thank you.